An efficient marketing strategy, a clear brand message, and a solid offer are all necessary for building a successful online business. But what do you do when you doubt the path that you're on? What happens next when you decide that it's finally time to pivot? And how in the world do you actually manage living an intentional life as a busy entrepreneur? I'm Alicia Robertson, and every week on the Intentionally Made podcast, I share tips and interviews with other women entrepreneurs from all different industries and walks of life on what it's really like to do business intentionally. From the mistakes they've made to how they've had to pivot into their sweet spot, the Intentionally Made podcast gives you a no BS look into what it's really like to build a successful life and business with intention. Let's get into this week's episode. Hey y'all, welcome back to the podcast. So before we dig into this week's episode, I just want to say thank you. I have received like so many kind messages, such good feedback, just amazing, just kind words from you guys in response to last week's podcast episode where I pretty much just told y'all that I burned my entire business down and like I'm rebuilding it. And I was super nervous like putting it out there because as someone who is like in a position of influence, I guess you want to say, and like I feel weird saying that word, or I guess like someone who is in a position of teaching other people how to find their way in life and business, it was really hard for me to say, hey, I'm burning this all down. This is what God told me to do, and this is what I'm going to go do. So hearing you guys' feedback, hearing your kind words and messages, and just like your biggest like takeaways from that episode, like I really, really appreciate you guys more than you realize. Like I'm so incredibly grateful to have you guys as my podcast listeners. So I just wanted to say thank you, put that out there, because your girl was a little scared. I was a little terrified. But this week we're getting back into like the groove of our podcast episodes. And this week I wanted to talk about embracing the pivot. If you guys have listened to my story, so last week's episode, I wish I could say, like, was the first time that I've ever pivoted in my business, but it's not. I have pivoted so many times in business, and I'm learning as I'm talking to entrepreneurs, as I'm talking a lot more about building a business with intention, the idea or the thought of pivoting comes up for, like, a lot of people. So I wanted to talk about embracing the pivot, because pivoting is not a bad thing, and how to know when it's time to pivot and what steps that you should take next to actually make that pivot happen. So I told you guys that I won't say that I've never been afraid of pivoting, because pivoting is definitely scary. You're leaving something behind and you're stepping into something new, so stepping into something that is often like very unknown. So I don't want to say that pivoting isn't scary, because very much you could be like terrified right now. But I wanted to say that pivoting doesn't have to feel like you've done something wrong. I've learned there's a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, a lot of worry that comes behind deciding that you want to pivot. And I want to first say that there is nothing wrong with pivoting. Pivoting is actually good. Pivoting shows that you have been putting in the work and that you're willing to take the necessary steps to ultimately get to where you want to be. There is no point in staying stuck somewhere that is no longer serving you. So I really want to take away some of that guilt and shame that a lot of people feel around pivoting and let you know it's okay. If you have listened to my story, so in last week's podcast episode, I shared more about like how I'm pivoting from, you know, being a coach full time to more into this role as an author and community builder. Well, before that, like way, way, way back when I very first took the leap into entrepreneurship, I made and sold jewelry online. I did that for a while. I got my first taste of like a failed business. I got my first taste of like what it really meant to build a business online and how to build a brand and how to create content. And then because of those experiences and because of the things that I've learned from building that business, I decided to pivot more into blogging and talking about my lifestyle and talking about my journey as an entrepreneur and like what I was failing at and what I was learning. And all those experiences led me into my next phase of business, which was coaching. And then most recently, coaching is now pushing me towards my ultimate goal, which is to write more books and to really build community around what it does it look like to dig deeper into your gifts and to build a business with intention. So each phase of your life is going to require a pivot. Literally, no one who has started out doing one thing is probably still doing that same thing now. Even if they're still in the same industry, how that business looks, how they market, their offers that they're putting out there, all those things have had to change because no one is born knowing how to run a successful business. No one is born like literally knowing right off the bat, like this is what I'm meant to do, this is what I'm going to be called to do. And if they do know that, there are still plenty of twists and turns and experiences that are going to like shift that path. No one's path is perfect. No one's path. I know you guys have like seen that meme out in the world before. It's like what we think entrepreneurship looks like, and it's like a straight line. And then the next picture is like, but what entrepreneurship really looks like, and it's a bunch of like squiggly lines. Like that's what entrepreneurship looks like. Even if we feel confident in what we're called to do, even if we feel confident in our offer, in our audience, each experience is meant for you to learn something new so that you can then pivot, make shifts, tweak, make changes to help you to get closer to that ultimate goal. So while pivoting often has a negative, I think, connotation, there is nothing wrong with pivoting. It is necessary. It is needed because none of us were meant to stay the same. I absolutely loved making and selling jewelry, but that is not what my calling was, you know, for my life. But if it wasn't for me putting myself out there and making that jewelry and selling it and failing, I wouldn't have had the guts to start talking about my journey on my blog. And if I wouldn't have started sharing my journey and talking about entrepreneurship on my blog and talking about what I've learned and helping other people with their questions, I would have never pivoted into coaching. So every piece of your life, every piece of your business is happening so that you can get the necessary tools, the necessary experience to be able to pivot and shift into the next phase. So I wanted to just take away that guilt, that fear, that strange feeling, that uncertainty away from pivoting because it is necessary. And if you've been feeling in your business like something just isn't clicking, something isn't right, something doesn't feel aligned, no matter how much you change your marketing strategy, no matter how much you change your offers, no matter how much content you create or how many surveys you send out to get a better idea of what your audience is wanting, if you've tried all of these things and you're still like, something just doesn't feel right, something just doesn't feel aligned, then it may be time for you to pivot. And again, it's okay. Every piece of our life, everything that we experience is only for a season. You know, some seasons are going to be longer than others. Some seasons will have a whole lot of lessons and a whole lot of hard moments, while other seasons are going to be for like full abundance and like reaping what you've sown. So again, if you've been feeling like things are just off, I want to talk more about how to know that it's really time for you to pivot. And then what you should do next, because we can make up our minds and say, okay, yeah, I want to pivot. Let's do this. And then, you know, be sitting there stuck trying to figure out what next step to take. And I don't want that for you. All right. So let's talk about the five signs that it could be time for you to pivot. So number one is your current business model doesn't fit into your lifestyle. So when I decided to go from one-on-one to group coaching, I knew that it was time for me to make a bigger lifestyle shift because I had recently found out that I was expecting, and I knew the capacity that I was working before as someone who didn't have a child wasn't going to work with me for someone who is now, you know, going to have a newborn. I'm a first-time mom. I had no clue how this baby was going to affect my life. I had no clue what I was doing. I had no clue how I was going to be able to work with my clients on a one-on-one basis in the capacity that I was doing it then with a child who, you know, typically for a while are not on a schedule. Like, you are working for them. So I knew that my business model at that time was not going to fit the lifestyle that I desired. Like, I wanted to be a more present parent. I knew at that time that I wasn't going to put my daughter in daycare immediately. So I needed to shift my business model to be able to fit the lifestyle that I was desiring or the lifestyle that I needed to create. So I shifted from one-on-one to group coaching because I knew where I'm spending every day talking to clients, you know, on a one-on-one basis, I could pull them together, shift to group coaching, and I could pick one day of the week, maybe one day every other week, and fully focus on my clients for an hour to 2 hours and still have more than enough time to focus on being a new mom, focus on my new baby, and all of the changes that came with that. So if you're thinking, you know, about your lifestyle, if you're thinking you need more space in your day, if you are still working a 9-to-5 and you have no intentions of like quitting or resigning right now, if you really do value traveling, then you need to be able to create or have a business model that is going to help you to live that life. Like, so many people build these big businesses and like they go out and they launch all of these things and it's great, but then they're stuck trying to figure out how their life is going to fit around this big thing that they've created. And then that's how you end up feeling resentful over your business or your clients or your customers, how you end up feeling unfulfilled in your personal life, and mostly how you end up, you know, being burnt out as well. So I don't want you to build this big thing and then have to say, okay, well, how does my kids fit into this picture? How does my spouse fit into this picture? How does my personal life fit into like this big thing that I've created? And if you have found yourself at that point, or maybe just things in your life has changed, like me, you know, I became a mom, that's something that just changed, then you want to make sure that your business model fits that new lifestyle. And if it doesn't, then that may be a sign that it is time for you to pivot into something that is, you know, better going to suit the life that you're wanting to live. Again, y'all know, I don't care how many pivots I have made, how many things I have changed in my own business, I still fully stand behind building your business with intention and building your business around the life that you desire. I don't care how much this podcast name changes, how much my offers change. At the core of what I do, I want you to build a successful business around the life that you desire. And that starts with getting very clear of what you want in your personal life, how you want your days to look, how you want your work schedule to look, how you want to feel, who you want to help, how you can best use the gifts that you've been given, and build a business around that, not the other way around. All right, so the second way that you may know, or the second sign that you may know it is time for you to shift in your business, is if what you're currently doing is no longer exciting you. I'm talking about if you're waking up every day bored, you're frustrated, you're hopping on client calls and you're feeling resentful, you're packaging up orders and you're annoyed with having to like package up orders and go to the post office to drop them off. If you're just finding yourself just going through your everyday in your business and not feeling joy, you're not feeling fulfilled, that could be a sign that it is time for you to pivot. But first, I want to say before you go and burn everything down because you're like, I'm bored, I'm ready for some excitement, I want you to figure out why you're feeling those feelings. So if you are feeling bored with your work, could it be because you have been working from home for the past 2 years and you need to switch up your environment? Go work at the library, find a co-working space, go sit outside and see if that switches up how you feel. Or if you are just feeling like frustrated with your business, maybe it's because you're close to hitting burnout and your body is trying to tell you it's time to have a seat, it's time to take a break. You know, cut off work for a little bit, like go take a nap, go outside, get some sun. Like maybe that's why you're feeling that frustration. Or if you're feeling resentful towards your clients, maybe it's not the business in itself. Maybe what you need to pivot is who you're working with. Maybe you need to be more clear on the type of clients that you're wanting to work with. So just because you're feeling bored, frustrated, or resentful, or just blah within your business on a regular, like everyday basis, that doesn't necessarily mean it's time for you to pivot completely and like burn everything down. Maybe it just means that you need to make some small shifts to get out of your norm. But if you've tried those things and you're like, okay, girl, like this something is just not working, then go ahead and explore like what is pushing you? Like what is exciting you? What do you see yourself doing on a regular everyday basis? And kind of explore more of that and see if that aligns with what you're currently doing in your business. And if not, maybe it is time for you to make that pivot. But just remember, I don't care how much you love your business, how great everything is going, you are not going to be excited to work every day. Even though you love what you do, it is still very much work. I am recording this episode right now at 12:53 noon and I'm sleepy. I want a nap. So like every day is not going to be exciting. Every moment you're not going to see stars and feel joy. It is very much still work. But maybe you just need to make some tweaks. And if you've made those tweaks and you're still feeling that way, then that's when you can explore some of those like pivot opportunities. All right. So the third sign is if what you're doing no longer serves your ultimate goal. So this is more of what I've been talking about in like my past two podcast episodes of what I'm doing has been working. I know that I'm a great coach. I've helped my clients in these like amazing, extraordinary ways. But even though that thing was working, it wasn't serving my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to be a writer, is to write several books, it's to do all of the amazing things that comes with writing, building a community around my books and my products, being able to travel and go speak and host workshops and things like that around my books. So even though coaching was working, it wasn't serving my ultimate goal. It wasn't going to get me closer to my ultimate goal. And if you guys listened to last week's podcast episode, then you know it was also sort of holding me back in a sense too of reaching my ultimate goal. So if what you're currently doing is not going to get you to where you want to be, if it's not helping you with the stepping stones to get you to that ultimate goal or that ultimate vision that you have either for your life or for your business, then that may mean it's time to pivot. It's time for you to pivot into what is going to get you to that goal. What is going to push you towards where you ultimately want to be? Again, there is no reason staying in a business model that is not serving you. Like you are not a tree. You can move and you can move whenever you please. So if it's not serving you, there is no point in staying stuck and staying stagnant where you are just because it's comfortable, just because it's making you money. Because while comfort and financial stability are great and are very much needed, if it's not going to get you to where you ultimately want to be, is it really worth it? If you're going to get to the end of your life or the end of your business and say, wow, I really wish I would have just done this instead because that's what I really wanted to do. If you're going to resent your entire journey as an entrepreneur because it wasn't leading you to really using the gifts that you feel like God has given you, then what's the point? Like, what's the point? You can do what you want to do and build a business that serves your ultimate goal and still make money. So like, why sit in a space where you are no longer feeling fulfilled? So if you are thinking about like your business right now, and even it could just be your offers or your messaging or the audience that you're serving, if those things are not pushing you towards hitting your ultimate goal, then it may be time for you to pivot to something new. All right. So the next sign is if you have hit an income or growth cap in your business. So if you're like, all right, I cannot get past $6,000 a month in my business, no matter how hard I try, or I cannot seem to grow my email list beyond 3,000 people, no matter how hard I try. And like, you're doing all of these things that were working for you in the past to get you to where you are now, and none of those things are working, then that may mean it's time for you to pivot, and not necessarily pivot your entire business, but maybe pivot in how you're selling and how you're presenting your offer. So if you've always sold your offer through, let's say, your email list, and that's no longer working, and it's stopping you from hitting past that income cap, then maybe try some other ways to sell. Maybe hopping on some calls with potential clients, or maybe switching up like the social media platforms that you are selling on, or switching up how you're selling on those social media platforms, adding in more storytelling, adding in more customer or client testimonials. So pivoting may not necessarily mean you needing to tear down your entire business. It may look like pivoting in how you're running your business. Or if you've hit that income or like growth cap, maybe that means pivoting in how you're marketing. If creating content on your YouTube channel has always been that girl, and how you have always been able to bring in new customers, and that is no longer working at the capacity that you want it to, then maybe switch up and start doing blog posts on your website, or maybe taking some of those videos and putting them into audio format and launching a podcast. So there are a ton of different ways for you to run your business, to sell, to market, to create content, all of these things. There are infinite amount of ways that you can do this. So if you've hit an income gap, if you've hit a growth cap in your business, it may not necessarily mean it's time for you to pivot your business into something completely new. It may mean that it's time for you to pivot how you're running your business, how you're selling, how you're marketing, because clearly what got you to this point is no longer working, which means if you just keep doing those same old strategies, you're still going to be in the same place. So maybe it's time for you to pivot into something new so that you can go ahead and push past that income or that growth cap. All right, so our fifth and final sign that it may be time for you to pivot in your business is to trust your gut and trust the God nudges. So I know it's time for me to pivot, and it's always like this gut feel, or like how I call them, a God nudge. So most recently in my latest pivot with me, leaving coaching and fully embracing like this author and community builder role, I knew it was time, because throughout the entire last year, something just didn't feel right. Like in my gut, something just didn't feel right. I planned this whole big launch, and if you guys have watched my vlogs over on YouTube, I planned this whole big launch, and the entire time I'm planning, I just felt something isn't right. Something just doesn't feel right. Something isn't connecting. And I kept pushing, and I kept pushing. And I just felt like God was like poking his finger at me, like, no, this isn't it. You keep trying, but it's not working because this isn't it. This isn't what you're supposed to be doing. And I kept ignoring it. And of course, you guys may have seen, I launched and it did not go as well as I had planned. And throughout that entire thing and throughout all of last year, honestly, I just kept feeling those nudges of like, you've got to move out of this. This is no longer serving you. This is no longer what I need for you to be doing. And I know it could sound kind of like woo-woo, but really, you really do have to trust your gut, have to trust those God nudges, because we know that something isn't working long before we make the decision to pivot, or long before we outwardly admit that something is no longer working. Like, you feel those nudges, you feel that unalignment. Is it unalignment or misalignment? Y'all know what I mean. You feel that something just isn't clicking, that something just isn't right. And no matter how hard you try, no matter how much you tweak, no matter how many offers you launch or how many times you switch up your launch strategy, something just doesn't feel right. And it's not the same as like something not working. If something just isn't working, like there's, you know, things, strategies and things that you can put in place, and often you can kind of pinpoint what didn't go right. But like, I've had launches that did fairly well. Like this last launch, while I didn't hit my goal, I still brought on amazing clients and I still made money, and it still just didn't feel right. And like, that's when I knew, okay, no matter the success behind it, no matter the money behind it, it still doesn't feel right. That probably means it's time for me to like pivot into what I also want to do. And you'll also know if you're feeling those nudges and there is something else on your mind that you would rather be doing. So for me, I wanted to sit down and write. I wanted to sit down and update my old products. I wanted to just talk to my community without it being in like a coaching capacity. Like, those were the things I was excited about. Those were things that like I would rush through other work to get to. So like those God nudges, that gut feeling, and then just constantly having the thing that I really, really wanted to do and really wanted to focus on constantly on my mind. That's how I knew it was time for me to pivot. So while, you know, I can say, you know, make sure, you know, talk about if you've hit an income cap or if something is just no longer aligning with your ultimate goal, like I can tell you to look out for all of those things. But at the end of the day too, you really do have to listen out for those God nudges and also trust your gut. Your gut never lies. If something doesn't feel right, 9 times out of 10, it's because something really isn't right. So trust your gut and those God nudges. So those are the 5 signs that it is time for you to pack up your things and pivot into something new. And while this is centered around entrepreneurship, you can apply a lot of this to your 9-to-5, your relationships, like all of these other aspects of your life. It doesn't just have to apply to entrepreneurship, but it can be applied to literally everything. All right, so you've probably made a decision. You're probably listening to those 5 signs like, yes, that is aligning. That makes sense. I'm ready to pivot. But what do you do next? Because I hate when people tell me, oh, it's time to do a new thing. You should be doing this, or you should pivot into doing this. But they never actually tell me how to pivot or how to do it. So let's just say that these are like the simple steps for you to start taking next. And fleshing it out is, of course, going to depend on how much you're pivoting and how you're pivoting in your business. But these are like the 4 steps that I typically take before I completely burn down one thing and leap into the next. So the first is to create a plan. I have pivoted and burnt businesses down plenty of times with no plan. And let me tell you, the times where I actually have a plan feels a lot better than when I'm just like, burn it down. I don't care what happens next. Like, create a plan. I promise you it is worth it. So think about like, how will you close up your current business? What needs to be shut down? What needs to be like finished in order for you to be able to say, okay, I can comfortably let this thing go? Do you need to end like client contracts? Do you need to let your clients know ahead of time that there is going to be a stopping point? Like, what do you need to do? Do you need to get rid of inventory? Do you need to do some sort of sale? Like, what aspects of your current business, of your current offer, do you need to like tie up loose ends in order for you to move on to the next thing? Because what you don't want to do is get into this position, especially if you're like really burning down an entire business. What you don't want to do is get into this position where you're still kind of teeter-tottering into both, where you have this new thing that you're fully excited about working on, but you're still having to dip your toe back into this old thing. So like, let there be a solid deadline to where you want things to be wrapped up and completed so that you can fully put your energy and time and space into whatever the new thing is that you're pivoting into. All right, the second thing I suggest doing is start working the plan early. So we talked about creating a plan, but start working the plan early. So don't wait until your deadline to say, okay, let me let my clients know, let me finish up these projects, let me get rid of inventory. Like, let this be something that you do over the course of a few weeks, or in my case, in my current situation, it is happening over the course of 90 days, so a whole quarter, where I'm wrapping things up and then slowly putting things out for like the new thing that I'm pivoting into. So don't wait until the last minute to have to wrap all of these things up. Like, slowly start working the plan now so that you can work out any kinks. You can fully communicate that with your audience and with your current client so there is no miscommunication, and that you have the time to really transition into this new thing seamlessly versus having to scurry around and like pull everything together at the last minute. All right, so the third step is to prep your audience. So I have been taking you guys through my process for a while now. So like we had the first podcast episode that went out right before I took my break back in 2021 that talked about like what I was feeling and why I knew a pivot needed to take place. And then this most recent podcast episode went out where I'm actually like telling you guys like what the decision was, where the clarity is, what I'm going to be focusing on, and like what you can be expecting in the near future. So of course I did that because one, I use this show and like my YouTube channel to document my journey as an entrepreneur. But I also did this so that you guys can just know what to expect. I didn't want to just pop on here and be like, oh, things change, deal with it, let's move on. Like, I wanted you guys to like be prepped so you know when changes pop up or when you see new things, you're not like, oh my gosh, like where did this come from? And as far as my clients, I actually told them a few weeks ago, and I made sure to like let them know what the plan was of like transitioning out of my coaching program. So I let them know like when the program would be shut down, what they would still receive, what's going to happen over the next 90 days. So like I let them know before I even let you guys know, because they are the ones paying me. They're the ones who like made commitments to work with me, and I made a commitment to work with them. So I made sure to let them know very early on that what all their options were, what to expect, what was going to happen, so that there was no surprises there. So prep your audience, let them know what's happening. And 9 times out of 10, your audience is nosy. Like, they want to know what you got going on. All right. And then the fourth thing to do when you are ready to pivot is to launch. Put the thing out there. I know it's scary because it's new, because you are afraid that people are going to judge you because of the changes that you're made. You're afraid of putting this new thing out here and being vulnerable and it failing or not going as planned. I know all of those fears are there, but you know what happens when you don't put it out there? Nothing. At least when you launch, you got a 50-50 chance that it's going to work or not work. And if it doesn't work, then you take what you learned and you try again. But if you never put it out there, nothing, guaranteed nothing is going to happen. And you're either going to be stuck in a business model that is not currently making you happy, or stuck in a position that is not currently making you happy, and there is no way for it to make you happy, or you're just gonna be left in like limbo, like just sitting there. So you have to launch the thing. You have to put it out in the world, or you're never going to, one, get the tools and the experiences you need to leap into the next thing. Because I guarantee you, this pivot will not be your last. If it's your first, it will not be your last. If it's your 10th, it will not be your last. So you have to put that next thing out there so that you can do the work and prepare yourself for whatever comes after that. So again, I don't want pivoting to have like this bad reputation, because pivoting is necessary, pivoting is needed, and pivoting can be beautiful. Like you're positioning yourself and you're putting yourself out there to get closer to what you ultimately feel like you are meant to do. So I don't want people to look at pivoting as like this thing that is just a burden, because it's not. It's not a burden, and it doesn't have to be. So I want you to think about this. I want you to think about how those signs, those five signs, really aligns with where you are now. And if you got to the end of this episode and you're like, yes, I think pivoting is going to be necessary for me, I want you to go ahead and start working on that plan. How is this all going to flow together? What does the thing that you're pivoting into look like? Map all of that out. This is why I keep notebooks around me at all times, because I have to make a plan. I have to see how this thing is going to seamlessly transition into the next. And the only way to do that is to create a plan. All right, you guys. So, you know, as always, I want to hear what you think. So if you had a big takeaway from this episode, if you want to let me know how you're going to be pivoting into your next thing, head over to Instagram. You can find me at The Alicia Nicole. You can post a screenshot of this episode. You can just write me a DM, whatever the case may be. Let me know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode and what action steps you are going to take next. As always, thank you so much for listening, and I will chat with you next week. Before you go, if you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to rate the show and leave a review over on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to these episodes. With your support, I'm not only able to produce better episodes for you each and every week, but it also makes it possible to spread the word about the importance around building your business with intention. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Intentionally Made Podcast.